expected day, right? Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I turned this thing on. Did I turn this thing on? Yep, I turned this thing on. Good morning. The second time you didn't want to say it again. I don't know why. Today is October 20th, 2024. 5 years ago, I was installed as your pastor today. Isn't that crazy? Time flies. Yeah, we don't need a clap, I guess. Yeah, this is PCC. If you don't know that, we are worshiping Jesus Christ. We are living out God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I have a couple announcements for us. One of them is we got these hymnal covers. Offer 20. You just put 20 bucks in the offering, and then you can fill out a form in the back. We got a bunch of old hymnals. One of our congregants said, I think it would be cool to put leather covers on that. So feel free to order one. Yeah, thank you. My wife just finished my sentence for me. I got word from the Lord that there's one item in this order of worship that will get you straight into heaven. But I don't know which one, because there's a lot. I don't know. I was trying to make a funny joke that there's a lot of things happening around here. And as you can see, we chock full of free stuff. One of them is we got new members that joined back in September. And make sure you read up on them. Keep getting to know them. Keep surrounding them with your prayers and your love. We got Operation Christmas Child still rolling. Grab a box, grab a list, talk to Carlina, get involved. This is one of those hubs where people drop off things. God calls us to serve in prayer. This is, people have been asking me, what are we doing about all these hurricanes that are hitting the East Coast? And Mission and Outreach came up with a game plan. We're going to first take an offering on top of your tithes, gifts, and offering. And this goes towards hurricane disaster offering. And write that in the memo. And we're going to be going through Presbyterian Disaster Assistance. So PDA doesn't mean just public displays of affection. It also means Presbyterian Disaster Assistance. And as someone I went after the hurricanes hit in Haiti, went for a couple years through Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, and that's an amazing organization. They go through the local churches, and it's a blessing to be a part of PCUSA. Also, we got a choir concert. I believe it says it in here. I think you make the contribution. Please prayerfully consider. Mark your checks for hurricane relief. No, I think you make them PCC, and then we'll make note of it. Bev, I know you're a private person, but it's also Bev's birthday today. One clap, and one clap only. One, two, three. Those are my youth pastor days that come out, you know, every once in a while. Anything else I'm missing? Yeah, next week we're going to have a congregational meeting. The nominating committee has found some beautiful saints of the Lord that have said yes to serving as elders and deacons in the future. And I'm thoroughly encouraged. I am thoroughly encouraged by the people that are prayerfully considering it, being asked and saying yes. And that's not shaming anybody that prayerfully considered it and came back to me and said, no, not at this time. That's perfect. But God takes care. Amen. And actually, next week, Reformation Sunday also. Anything else we're missing? Amy, glad to see you again. Yeah, Steve.
Let the people coming to the worship workshop know that it's going to be in the choir room after.
Okay. People signed up to do the worship workshop. We're going to be talking about the music department going forward at PCC. If you're new here, we had a beautiful choir director, Cornell, who just retired at the beginning of September. He had served here 20 years, but what You know, the lesson I've learned since then is God is still worthy of our worship. Amen? And once again, he takes care. Let's stand and greet each other in the name of the Lord. There's some bugs going around, so you might want to do the holy fist bump. All right. Would you remain standing if you're standing? Please join me in standing for this morning's call to worship. If you've just sat down, sorry about that. It's a good thing that people like to be around each other. Teachers, what was your most useful way of lowering the lights? I used to have a teacher, he would always just repeat, "I'm waiting, I'm waiting." That was the worst way. All right, I'm calling us to worship. Would you please stand with me? Danny's standing. It's hard to hear you? Breaker, breaker. I'm only coming out of one speaker. Okay. I don't think that's true, but that could be true. It might quite possibly be true. It's our speaker. Here we go. Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 104, and I'm going to be reading it out of the King James Version. The psalmist writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind?" Let's join as one voice and sing "All Hail, Power of Jesus' Name."
World. Although Christ is among us as our peace, we are people divided against ourselves as we cling to the values of a broken world. The profit and pleasures we pursue lay waste the land and pollute the seas. The fears and jealousies that we harbor set neighbor against neighbor and nation against nation. We abuse your good gifts of imagination and freedom, of intellect and reason, and have turned them into bonds of oppression. Lord, have mercy upon us, heal and forgive us. Set us free to serve you in the world as agents of your reconciling love in Jesus Christ. Amen. Rest assured, in Christ's reconciling love, we are forgiven. Please stand and sing glory to God for the forgiveness that he so graciously gives.
Singing. sunset sky. But my one request for my only aim is that you rain in me again. Lord, rain in me, rain in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all my efforts. So won't you rain in me again?
The same again.
This is going to become a habit, I think. Can we sing that last part instead of I? Can we sing it we? We. Same again.
I can never return. I've closed the door.
I will walk a path. We will run the race.
And we will never be the same.
We've closed the door. We will walk the path. We will run the race. And we'll never be the same again. And we will never be the same again.
Last time.
Thank you, band, for just staying flexible. We're set free. That's why I wanted to do it. And we're studying the ministry of Joshua. We're actually studying right before he gets into the promised land, because there's so many beautiful lessons that tie in with where we are at as the church, the capital C church. We are in the kingdom of God once we make Jesus our king, right? That means it's a realm. I've often used sports as an illustration. I'm a Lakers fan. It doesn't matter if I'm in Europe, doesn't matter if I'm at a soccer game watching what we call soccer and what most of the world calls football. I'm a Lakers fan. I enter that realm just by being a fan of the Laker, right? Of the LA Lakers. Much like we enter into the kingdom of God by acknowledging Jesus as the Lord of our life, our King. But we're still suffering, and we're still crying. We're still losing friends to cancer. We're still losing friends to old age. So obviously we're not in the kingdom of God triumphant. So we're in this in-between. And in the same way, Joshua, he was sent as a spy along with Caleb into the land. And he came back and he said, let's do this. Let's do this, people of God. But the rest of his team said, no, there's giants. And they forgot that they were serving the God who takes care of everything. The God that is bigger than every problem. And so, a whole generation that were born as slaves wandered around in the desert and passed away as exiles. Meanwhile, there's a whole generation born as exiles, born into exile, living in tents, not having roots, on the move, and they're about to go into the promised land. And we learned last week, God has a private conversation with Joshua and says, don't be afraid. Don't have a sliver of fear. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. Focus on my words, God speaking to Joshua. Be a faithful disciple, basically. And that call went to all of us last week. And so, Joshua once again sends some spies into the promised land like he was sent a generation before. And that's our text this morning. Before I get to our text, this is going to go on the podcast, correct? I want to make a correction. I kept quoting N.T. Wright as my source last week, and that's because the Old Testament speaks, and that's by the commentator John Goldengay from Fuller. I actually took classes with him. And then the New Testament speaks by the British theologian N.T. Wright. And I've kept quoting N.T. Wright when N.T. Wright has not written a single word about Joshua. So on the podcast, you can hear me saying, well, N.T. Wright writes this. N.T. Wright did not write this. John Goldengay did. Everybody met me, right? I'm slowing the uptick on names especially. So that's setting the record straight, John Goldengay, who actually, that's a sidebar, he wrote a book, To All the Usual Suspects, and that book met me in the valley and kind of changed my life. So I kind of feel bad about messing up his name over and over last week. Anywho, here's Joshua chapter 2. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent spies from Shittim. Go, look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax. She had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord, your God, is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. This is the word of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, preach through me. May my words be quickly forgotten. May your words transform us from the inside out like only your words can. Meet us here this morning. We praise you for unexpected turns ahead. And all God's people said, All right. I don't know about you. I felt like this morning I've been racing. I just want to calm myself down here for a second. Why does he send spies in? We, as readers of this word, know that a couple chapters from now, they're going to walk around the walls of Jericho, blow trumpets, and the walls are going to fall down. Why? This is redemption. This is one of my favorite themes that always crops up in these holy words. The scripture is pouring out love, salvation, rescue, redemption, beauty out of ugly, straight out of broken, healed out of wounded. I imagine Joshua has some regrets. Do you remember as a young man, a spy just a generation before, his hero says, go over there and look and see if God has it for us. He comes back and he says, yes, God's got it. But his teammates all sway, Moses and the people of God, and they're forced to wander around the desert for a whole generation, or an entire generation. Do you have any regrets? Do you walk in this morning with any regrets? I remember that first Sunday when COVID hit. I remember we met as a session right here, and we said we're going to close the sanctuary for worship. We're going to stop gathering. We're going to go to podcasts. And I remember showing up here that first Sunday, and I brought my guitar out, and I was just worshiping, and then I was walking back, and I noticed somebody was at our front door. It was a young man. I walked out, and I said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, I was just looking for a church to worship in. And I regret not praying with him. Right? Am I the only one with regrets in here? Joshua, that's a really big regret. Right? God redeems that regret. In that story, in this actual occurrence. Right? Our God loves to redeem regrets. Do you have stories of when you regretted something and then you learned from it and you learned to listen to that still small voice? A couple months later, young retired math professor from Taiwan, walking his dog, Peng Fing. I said, hey, mine's Jason. He says, I'm Dan Chung. Do you live around here? Yeah. I walk my dog here all the time. I said, show up an hour earlier. I'll stand on the roof and tell you stuff about God. Do you remember we had the drive-in service? Dr. T, you're a redemption of that regret, right? We got these people, reminders. There's mixed company. There's young ones in here. So we'll label Rahab as a shady character, right? In the world's eyes, she's a shady character. She's a misfit. She's an outsider. She is not Jewish. She makes her money in the dark corners of culture. The story is a redemption of her. Right? God loves. Have you ever felt like an outsider? Have you ever felt like a misfit? I got good news for you this morning. The scripture is screaming at you and saying, not in this place, not amongst these people. I love redeeming outsiders. I love redeeming misfits. Insert my testimony here. Insert your testimony here. And then, I think the biggest, right? It's the redemption of a people. That's kind of why we wanted to sing that song, We. We'll never be the same again. We will never be the same again. Remember, a generation before, what were the people thinking? The people were thinking the Jews were small. They're ex-slaves. They can't be that strong. They don't worship any of the same gods we worship. What does Rahab say? These spies go into her presence. Rahab preaches the message of the one true God of this book. Based upon the miracle of the Exodus event. The power. There's a shadow of fear amongst us as people, of you Jews. Imagine the spies finding this out. They're like, dude, seriously? Like we're still smaller. We're still outnumbered. But the message of our God, the God that protects us, the God who rescued us from our slavery, the God who gave us our exodus, freed us from our chains, freed us from being owned. That God has made us known as a force to be reckoned with. It's a redemption of identity. It's a redemption of whose are you? Who do you belong to? Circle back. Most of you probably know this. But Rahab's story doesn't end there. Rahab's story of redemption continues. Fast forward to Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. We're in the lineage of Jesus. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of King David. Isn't that amazing? I must have not explained anything. I'm looking at a lot of like, yeah, I'm not amazed. Somewhere in these pages, Rahab says to these spies, if you save me, I'll save you. But not only that, you got to save my dad. You got to save my mom. You got to save my mothers, my sisters, my brothers, and all that's ours. You got to save us, our family. This happens, and her identity is no longer Rahab, the shady character. It is now Rahab, the great, 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 great grandmother of the one and only Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our rescuer. This misfit, pulled out of her misfitness, pulled out of her brokenness, put smack dab into the family and said, she's thinking, imagine what she was thinking. There's no way the morning of she said, I'm going to house some spies and be a part of the greatest God story that is the only God story. Notice there's a little nod to Moses too. There's a little looking ahead and there's a little looking back. Where's the looking back? The reeds. You see the story of redemption? Mother of Moses handing over her baby, putting Moses in this basket, this flimsy basket with reeds in this river, saying, God, take care. It circles all the way through. And somewhere along the way, it picked up Mike, it picked up me, it picked up Malia, it picked up Susan, picked up Dr. T, it picked up Brian, picked us all up. It's got this weaving. God loves to redeem regrets. So applications, hand your regrets over today. God loves to redeem outsiders, misfits. Put down the idea that you don't fit. Put down the idea that you're unwanted. Put down the idea that God is looking down on you with anger and disgust. Trust these words. God absolutely adores you. He's crazy about you. He wants to redeem all those parts that don't feel like they fit. Put down any idea that you're alone. God loves to redeem identities. He loves to look in your eyes and say, I made you. And I don't make mistakes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, sear this on our brains. We are set free. We are set free as a people. Lord, this morning we give you our regrets. We once again, we've already confessed in our prayer confession as a people, we once again as a people come before you and confess. We sometimes don't listen to that still small voice. Help us grow our ears that we might listen to those gentle stirrings of the Spirit. And if that doesn't work, break out the 2x4 and remind us of what's important. Thank you for redeeming us as outsiders. Thank you for redeeming us as people, washing us clean. continue to be at work in and through us. And all God's people said, would you stand with me, please, and sing our hymn of response, He Leadeth Me. Please be seated. And since Cornell's retirement, I've been in charge of picking the hymns, and our worship elder provided me a list of hymns that y'all love singing, and that was on it, and that was one that's new to me, and I do like it. I agree with you, PCC. So thanks for picking that one. That was a beautiful hymn. As we continue in worship, this is an invitation to get involved with your tithes, offerings, and gifts. Get involved in the adventure monetarily. Also, just a reminder, if you want to donate directly to PDF, make a check out to PCC, put it in this envelope, put it in the offering plate. And if you don't have time to do it right now, there will be an offering plate on the back table. Let's continue in worship by receiving this morning's tithes, gifts, and offerings.
Good morning. Every day we have our burdens and our sins and all the stuff that that we carry inside. And as we meet Jesus at the cross, He cleanses us from that, and He makes us free. This is my song, Trust in Jesus. Sin won't let go, trust in Jesus. When your addiction seems to have won, trust in Jesus. When your friend is sick without hope, the doctor's given up, but you just can't let go. Trust in Jesus. Trust the one who died to heal, free, and forgive. Trust in him who rose again. Trust in the one who takes our sorrows, bears our burdens. Trust in Jesus. When your head hits a pillow, you just can't sleep. Trust in Jesus. When your burdens are so heavy you just can't breathe, trust in Jesus. When the flesh takes over you just so weak, all your strength is gone and you just can't fight on. When you don't know which way to turn, turn to
Paul opens his letter to the Philippians saying, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Look around you. We are partners in the gospel. Let us combine our prayers for a world that needs our Savior. Will you please pray with me? Holy, merciful, and loving God, we do indeed look around this church and see in each other our partners in the gospel, our companions endeavoring to be your hands and feet in this world. Thank you for each and every one, and I pray your hand of blessing on us. Mighty God, our hearts are heavy from all the needs we see in the world. We watch the news and see struggles that are beyond our comprehension. We lift up the people in the Middle East and ask for your protection for the innocent citizens. We pray for your peace in a region that has rarely known peace. We continue to pray for your mercy and protection for those living in areas damaged by conflict. We pray for those suffering from poverty and injustice that you would guard and keep them. Father, we lift up all who are trying to put the pieces of their lives back together after the recent hurricanes. We pray that you would swiftly open the channels of aid to arrive. May neighbor help neighbor in this recovery. We pray too for the two hurricanes currently in the Atlantic, that they would bypass the populated areas and lose strength quickly. Keep all safe, we pray. As we near Election Day, Lord, give us wisdom in our vote. May your love and compassion flow through us as we seek to be instruments of your peace. Help us to act with kindness and generosity, and give us the courage to stand against oppression. We trust in your promise that you are our refuge and our strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Loving God, we pray for those in our midst who need you. May they experience a fresh touch from your Holy Spirit today and your hand of healing on their mind, body, and spirit. May they find strength and peace in your presence. For those who are ill, we pray for your hand of healing on each one. For those who are grieving, we pray, Lord, for you to meet them in their pain and sorrow and comfort them. For those who are experiencing financial hardships, we pray, Father, that you would be their provision. May each one who needs you fill your very presence with them today, lavished in your mercy and in your grace. Lord Jesus, we pray for our church and your mission in this corner of the kingdom. We pray for your will to be done right here. Open our eyes to hear and open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you are doing. May your love and grace heal any divisions among us, uniting us in faith and purpose. Strengthen Pastor Jason and each one of our leaders with wisdom and discernment as they nurture and guide us. May our church be a place of refuge, hope, and love in our community, reaching out to those in need and sharing the gospel message of your salvation. Use us, O Lord, that we may be faithful witnesses of your love. We lift these spoken and unspoken prayers to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand if you are able for our final hymn, which I believe is Amazing Grace.
Amen and amen. I think the deacons have some snacks for us in the fellowship hall after this, so make sure we stick around and fellowship one another, get to spend some time together, praising the Lord and having good conversations. But for now, receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all earthly understanding, guard your heart and your mind today, tomorrow, forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.